I'm Jethro Jones from Transformative Principal, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com. And get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 158 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. Coming to you today, still from the Pete and C Conference. I'm still here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Just got done giving the keynote speech. In fact, you can probably still go to the Pete and C hashtag, P-E-T-E-A-N-D-C, just the letter C, to be able to catch some of that stuff and some of the other cool things that are going on in the conference. And so I just met Heather Kelly and want to introduce her to you real quick because she's doing some cool stuff with podcasting in the classroom. So can you give everybody the real quick who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Heather Kelly. I teach eighth grade English and I am doing podcasting in the classroom with my students.
Yeah, awesome. And so just give us the real quick brief overview of what that looks like and how it fits in your class.
Sure. I just find it's really important to student engagement, and it's just a new way of public speaking. Old days we used to kind of stand in front of a podium and speak in front of our classmates, and now I just really feel it's important for kids to get this digital component. I work with kids to become podcast listeners first, so I encourage them some choice, student choice, in what they'd like to listen to, and get that buy-in. We talk about what a podcast episode looks like, and then I know as teachers, we don't need an additional thing to do. Mm-hmm. We don't have time for that, and so people can get frustrated, I think, when they think it's a new additional thing they have to do.
Yeah.
So I look at my existing units. Last year, when I did this for the first time, I took an argumentative essay unit that would have typically ended, of course, in a traditional standard essay.
Yep.
And instead, I had them write a script and we had them defend a point. It was, again, different viewpoints that they could pick and they could choose from controversial topics. And then the end result was a recorded podcast episode as opposed to a traditional essay that they probably would have thrown away and never looked at again.
Right.
So it was really effective. They were proud of themselves.
Yeah.
I had kids buying in. I have two kids who are ninth graders this year who are still recording, which is very encouraging.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
It is.
What do you use as far as recording and publishing and all that?
Sure. So we went very basic. We didn't go with RSS feed or anything like that, which I know is, you know, more podcasting professionally.
Yeah.
I posted their finished links. They were Googled, you know, right in Google links, essentially.
Sure.
Through Drive.
Yeah.
And posted them out in a Google Doc.
Mm-hmm.
It was all based kind of around a Google site, though, and I embedded the
yeah.
link to the doc right in the site.
Mm-hmm.
And we used, it's escaping me right now.
That's okay.
The name of what we used. I have it on my presentation because we used it last year.
Yeah. Okay. Here, we're going to hit pause real quick so you can figure it out.
Twisted Wave.
Twisted Wave. Oh, we didn't even have to. Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We used Twisted Wave last year. It is a free recording tool. Functionality of it, if you're big into cutting and editing, it's not perfect for that. As an English teacher, that wasn't really my aim so much. So it was a perfect quick way and a free way to do that.
Quick and dirty. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The one other thing I wanted to ask you was you talked about how if you have students that are kind of reluctant recorders, because not all of them are probably thrilled to get on and record their voices and everything. What are some of the strategies that you've used with that?
Sure. So starting this year, I spent some more time thinking about that over the summer and developing that. So from Matt, from one of the emails that he sent out, which if you're not part of his email list, you should be.
Oh, I didn't even pay her to do that or anything.
So true. But we, and also through Twitter, Jam Gamble, who does public speaking for adults, did a Slay the Mic Junior Challenge, which actually was available at the beginning of the school year, this school year, 2019. And so we participated in that challenge.
Yeah.
We used Flipgrid also and had students record their videos using Flipgrid just to get them comfortable with seeing their face. And I know podcasting isn't seeing your face, but the idea of your voice recording, many of them were uncomfortable with that, I think.
Sure.
So often we think that they are comfortable with that because they spend so much time in front of a screen and they right. and they are digital natives.
Right.
But they're not. They right. just are not comfortable with putting themselves out there. They do a lot of they engage with content, but the creation of content is a struggle for them.
Sure.
So, and many of them were unhappy with me at the beginning of that challenge. I had a lot of pushback from some kids. By the end of the challenge, it was cool to see how their confidence grew, and they realized, okay, so I'm not grading them necessarily on the quality of so much, but the fact that they did it and they yeah. tried it and they put themselves out there was once they figured that out, there was a lot more buy-in and you could notice a big difference from the first challenge to the last challenge.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
I totally love all of this. This is great. Yeah, I think you said you were on Twitter. If people want to follow you either there or if there's someplace else, what's the best place if people want to ask you further questions?
You can find me at HMKelly211.
Excellent. This has been so good. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.